This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked about Medicaid expansion up at the top of the program. A lot of people voted healthcare last night as their main issue. This is also, though, open enrollment season under both the Affordable Care Act and a lot of private health insurance programs, which means it's a busy time of year at Kaiser Permanente, one of the biggest healthcare providers and hospital networks in this country. The past decade or so has also just been, overall, an interesting moment in healthcare. Bernard Tyson is the chairman and CEO of Kaiser Permanente. Mr. Tyson, thanks for coming into the studio, sir.
Thank you.
Do I have it right that you wanted to work in hospitals, like not necessarily as a doctor, but work in hospitals since you were a kid?
Yes, actually, I wanted to be a doctor.
Did you?
Yes.
Why? What is it about hospitals that is attractive to you?
The whole mission of what a hospital does, it's there to take care of people in need. And I think the thing that fascinates me still about hospitals is that you have the whole continuum of life going on inside of the four walls of a hospital.
Given where we are today with healthcare and the national debate, how worried are you that people don't understand the healthcare economy in this country?
I think people are learning more about it as the burden of the high cost of care is passed on to people. There are two parts to the affordability that I think about all the time, the affordability of coverage and the affordability of care.
Help me out then, because what's the difference?
Well, you think about the affordability of coverage, a lot of that has to do with how much of the cost you shift to different funders, right?
So,
which means that I may find something that I can pay that's less expensive for the coverage.
Yep.
But then when I need care, and now all of a sudden I discover what it means to have a $5,000 deductible, then I can't afford to get the care. It's a lot of stuff that goes into the calculation of health care costs.
Do you think it's solvable, this dilemma of coverage and care and cost?
Absolutely.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Have you called people in Washington? Because
I think anyone who's really been thinking about this a lot would come in and say, no, there are more things that we can do to create more efficiencies and effectiveness in the healthcare industry. There are many people working on that. I mean, obviously, Kaiser Permanente has been working on it for years.
I want to get to Kaiser and what you are doing in a minute, but I do have to ask a follow-up question to that then, which is, why isn't it being done? Why isn't it changing?
It's evolving. I mean, you still have the center gravity of healthcare, still the hospital setting. I think as more people are paying out of pocket, they're asking the harder questions of the industry. What are the alternatives? Why am I taking this? How else can I get what I need? And rightfully so, they're asking the right questions.
Two Kaiser Permanente then and what y'all are doing. You are a data guy from way back. Your first job in a hospital was a data analyst. Kaiser Permanente does a lot of really localized coverage. You look at it by zip codes. You have special projects going in a lot of cities, one of which is Baltimore. I want you to tell me about what Kaiser Permanente is doing in Baltimore with barbershops and beauty salons.
You know, we don't just think about when you get sick, we're here for you. We think, what are the determinants of your health that we can predict now based on many factors, one of which is where you live. We also now have data that shows in populations different health outcomes, high blood pressure, heart disease, asthma, all these kinds of illnesses. And so we have gone into barbershops and churches and the trusted environments to promote health.
Because you have to convince folks that they need to be met, right?
That's right.
The deal.
Yeah.
This is not a boring time to be in healthcare in this economy.
No, it's not. There's
a crystal ball question to be asked, but that would be almost too complicated. But the question is, what is the trajectory of your industry, the hospital-based healthcare industry in this economy? Are we going to see lower costs that you've been talking about? Are we going to see people being able to get more care as they ask these questions that you and I have talked about?
You're going to continue to see the healthcare industry evolve. You're going to continue to see the hospitals playing a critical role, but not the central role.
Is that a good thing?
Absolutely. Because it's all about the right care in the right setting.
Bernard Tyson is the chairman and CEO of Kaiser Permanente. Mr. Tyson, thanks a lot for coming in, sir. I appreciate it.
It was an honor.
As Mr. Tyson said, data is used for a whole lot of things in healthcare, and where you live can determine how long you live. So we took a look at the places with the highest and lowest life expectancies in this country. It's online at marketplace.org.